ちょっと聞いて福井。この番組は財団法人福井県国際交流協会の提供で、在住外国人を対象に外国語で放送します。
Good evening everyone, and thank you for tuning in to another edition of ちょっと聞いて福井、福井 in 5 minutes. This time we'll be talking about earthquake preparations. I imagine the massive earthquake that hit Sichuan, China in May of 2008 is still fresh in everyone's memory. Since the year 2000, a large earthquake has also struck Japan almost every year. Including minor tremors, about 20 earthquakes that you can feel strike Fukui Prefecture every year. A massive earthquake can greatly disrupt our lives, causing fires, making buildings collapse, interrupting gas and water services, and cutting off transportation routes and communication networks. There's no way of knowing when an earthquake will strike. For your own safety and for your families, it's very important to be prepared ahead of time for an earthquake. Today, we'd like to talk about evacuation centers. If you are no longer able to live in your home because of an earthquake, or if you don't feel comfortable staying in your home, you can seek shelter at an evacuation center. There are evacuation centers in every area. Most designated centers are public elementary or junior high schools. At an evacuation center, you can receive the minimum necessary amount of food, clothing, and medical attention, as well as other types of support for free. Information about the earthquake and about government support is also provided. Be careful, as facilities that are not designated as evacuation centers do not offer this type of support. Be sure to confirm where the nearest evacuation centers to your home and workplace are before an earthquake occurs. Because of the need to assess damage and to treat the injured, it may take a few days for relief supplies to arrive even to an evacuation center. To prepare for life in an evacuation center, we recommend putting together a backpack with 2 or 3 days of food, water, and clothing, and keeping it in an easy-to-reach place. As many people have to live together in an evacuation center, there are various rules about when to wake up and to go to bed, how to dispose of trash, and how relief supplies are distributed. Volunteer interpreters sometimes visit evacuation centers to help people who do not understand Japanese, so rely on their help to ask questions if you need to. Finally, here at the FIA, we've produced a handbook titled Point and Talk, Handbook for Disasters and Emergencies in 8 Languages. The book includes basic information on disasters and on preparations to make, and allows non-Japanese speakers to communicate about simple matters by pointing at bilingual conversations. Foreigners can receive a copy for free at the FIA or at offices for alien registration. The number for the Fukui International Activities Plaza is 0776-288800. That's 0776-288800. The number for the Reinan International Center is 0770-213455. That's 0770-213455. This program is broadcast at this time in English on the first Saturday of every month. You can also listen to it as a podcast. You'll find a link to FM Fukui on the FIA website, which is www.f-i-a.or.jp. That's www.f-i-a.or.jp. We hope you tune in for the next edition of ちょっと聞いて福井, Fukui in 5 minutes. Goodbye for now.